and Hunter.
Damn it.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Dear God, why?
Killing it on a Tuesday, dude.
Yeah. Crushing it.
This is what you live for, Brock. Getting intro'd by the Barney theme song. Welcome to it.
To be fair, I do have a little one on the way, and I probably got to get used to this crap, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. Oh, man. It's only going to get worse.
Daddy, I want to watch the purple dinosaur. Not now, damn it. This is why.
Don't you like fishing? Don't you like fishing or something? I like.
You're the reason Daddy and Mommy drink. How about that? Well, good morning, everybody. The Plan B Morning Show, 7:36. We got to keep her moving here. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're growing. They want to grow with you. Check out more. Specialite right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what is your, here's my best 2 cents for life? All right, not so much life advice, but when it comes to life, you put your 2 cents in, what do you got? I have two that kind of go hand in hand, but I'll give my main one. And that is my 2 cents for life is different strokes for different folks. All right. And I kind of have this mantra that I say, because for some reason.
Why do you have to say it like that? Different strokes
for different folks. I don't know. I don't know. Put it on a t-shirt or something. And I say this because, folks, the worst thing you can do. And it's taken me time, and I still find days where I'm like, all right, Brock, just get calmed down, what you enjoy, other people don't enjoy, and what other people enjoy or do, you may not like. What that means, though, is don't waste your time getting all bent out of shape. We spend so much time worried about worried about, like, what other people do in their day-to-day lives. Like, I'm not saying that there are things out there that, okay, yeah, if you're a white supremacist, I'm not going to be like, it's fine. No, there's certain, I mean? But for the most part, if it's not hurting me, just different strokes for different folks.
Different folks. There's a good part of your life where you go from, you just want to rip a head off to where you're just like, that's kind of funny. You just like, some people, man, you can't wrap your brain around. Let it go.
Just let it go.
Be happy.
Different strokes for different folks. Look, if you want to dress up like an animal and go to conventions where there's other people dressed like animals and it turns you on, that's fine. Different strokes for different folks. All right.
A little weird, but all right.
Yeah. If you like to eat mayonnaise straight out of the jar, different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. All right. Just stop.
I like that one, bro.
Yeah. That's my 2 cents for life. Different strokes for different folks. Okay?
If you understand that, things just get a little bit easier.
Just worry about your strokes, all right? Worry about your own strokes there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a weird way to put it, but.
2 cents for life. I got two of them. One is don't go snowboarding when you're 35 years old.
That's all right. That's advice. That's good advice. I like that.
Right. Did that yesterday. Paying for it today. My second one is, All right, look at it. She just walked down. Happy wife, happy life,
Hey, that's good.
She fell on the ice.
She just fell on the ice, she said.
If you weren't ever cracking the whip, making her shovel, for God's sakes.
She says her cheeks are red. Oh. Yeah, happy wife, happy life. Is that what they say? Is that one of the best life advice?
I think just happy partner, happy life is a good way to do with it, at this point. I think that's fair. I think that's a good to put your 2 cents in. I like that.
I don't know if I like the way they put happy wife. Happy. It just kind of sounds like you got to be a little bitch then. you don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a little bitch.
That's why I think we can update it for 2021 is happy partner, happy life for everybody. All right. It's a partnership. Okay. So she's going to make you happy. You're going to make her happy. Just make your partners happy. And then you're going to be good.
I like it. Yeah, yours doesn't rhyme, but all right.
Different strokes for different folks. Like if you make your wife shovel and she enjoys it, that's fine.
She does.
Different happy. That makes her happy. Good enough. So
makes me happy.
It makes you. There you go. See, that's how it's copacetic. It works. 925 WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's your? Here's my 2 cents. For life. We got some great answers on Facebook. We'll be back with more of your Specialite topic of the day. Stick around.
Rocks.
Hey!
Come on, hit that shotgun a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whee! Yeehaw! It's perfect.
Yeehaw! Yippee-ki-yay! I don't know. That's stupid. What a dumb way to start.
God, it's such a good sound effect.
It's 7:48, Brock with Hunter, the Plant B Morning Show. Moving along to your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Here's my best 2 cents for life. All right? Let's take a phone call quick. What's your here's my best 2 cents for life? WIRX, hello.
It should be happy spouse, happy house.
Happy spouse, there you go. Nah. See, rhyming is hard for us at 7:40 in the morning, apparently.
Well, I think walking and talking is difficult for you guys.
You son of, that's fair. That's fair. All right, yeah. Buddy.
Bye.
See ya. That happy spouse, happy
spouse,
house.
Happy house.
That makes sense.
That's what it was. That's the one we were missing. Nah, I got it. Happy wiener, the house gets cleaner. That's what I tell my wife. Happy wiener, the house gets cleaner. She knows.
Happy dong, we get along. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Happy chiny, no more whiny.
Happy pecker.
Just make everybody happy around you, basically.
Something decker. I don't know. We lost it. Anyway, right. We had a couple good ones. Anyway, we got some great answers on Facebook. This has already been a train wreck. We should just end. Here's my best 2 cents for life. All right. Not so much life advice, but more of like your life's saying. Bobby had a good one. If you have to ask, you probably don't want to know. I like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I just got to leave it unsaid. That works. Michelle had a good one. What's your best 2 cents of life? Life is short. Eat dessert first. I don't trust people who eat dessert first. All right. You can't have sweet before savory. All right. It's savory then sweet.
Look at America right now. We've been following that saying for how long now? We're getting fat.
We're jowly. We're getting real jowly.
All right. Save the dessert. Put it off to the side for a second.
Brandon's life 2 cents is go big or go home. I'm going to disagree with that one just because sometimes you don't need to go big, okay?
And when you hit like 30 years old, I don't know, 35, 40 maybe for some people, going big or going home isn't a thing anymore. It's just going home.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You just want to go home.
Let's just go reasonably and then
I'm tired.
Go home. Can we do that?
I want to go home.
Yeah, let's just go at a nice pace and then go home.
Well, bro, you got to go big first. I'm not 23 anymore, Bob.
I'm going to go middle. Let's see. Kip said, if you have to ask what it costs, you probably can't afford it. That's a good 2 cents right there.
Very true.
I've always said, I know I've made it in life when I go to purchase something online and I organize.
It doesn't matter.
When I don't organize my price lowest to highest. Whenever I get past that, buddy, I have made it in life.
When Brock passes the clearance aisle at Walmart.
Yeah. Nah, we don't need to go down there. I don't. Even if I was a billionaire, I'd still go down there because some of the deals are just fantastic. They're just fantastic. That's how you become rich. You go down there. Let's see. Aiden said the world is like a granola bar. You take away the fruits and the nuts, and all you have left are the flakes. That's deep. That's deep, man.
Deep. It's a deep one.
It's a little too deep for us. All right.
I can't think that deep right now.
No, I don't
like
it.
Too early.
It's too deep. Jason said, never trust a fart. That's his life 2 cents.
Trust me.
That's honestly, it takes a while to learn that. At a certain age, though, yeah, you just can't do it.
Sometimes you eat a bunch of popcorn and things happen.
Hunter, when's the last time you trusted a fart, huh? It's 6 years ago. 6 years ago.
I think it's what it was.
Yeah.
Me, probably that one time I came to the studio and told you that story one time.
Yeah. I was 29. That was the last time I trusted a fart. That was it. let's see. Andy, I like Andy's. His life 2 cents, ask for forgiveness, not permission. What's that? Sin first, ask for forgiveness later. Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of what the Plan B Morning Show rides on. You know, we may just do things and was that all right?
Yeah.
Usually Bill's like, no.
No.
Just don't do it again.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't gotten fired yet with that, 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I'd listen to Andy. Andy's got experience.
Yeah, we'll take it. Let's see. Ryan said his life 2 cents. You can marry more in a minute than you can make in a lifetime. I like, look, I've been looking for a sugar mama my whole life. If if I could have just found that, don't get me wrong. I love Kiki, all right? She is going to be the future mother of my children. I'm very excited. However, if I could have found some, like, 55-year-old cougar when I was, like, 21, boy, howdy, I would have.
Is that a thing?
Hell yeah, it's a thing. It's not just not just old guys and hot blonde bombshells, you know?
Give me an example. I don't know any examples of this.
I'm sure there's some out there.
See?
I'm sure there's some. Wasn't what's-her-face dating some, like, what's her name? I can't think of it. Some actress.
What's example of an older, rich broad and a younger guy, like a 25-year-old guy marrying a 65-year-old? It just doesn't happen.
It's out there. They just don't. It doesn't get promoted as much as the 21-year-old blonde marrying the 85-year-old oil
Anna
tycoon.
Nicole Smith.
Yeah, that. Yeah. That's the dream, man. Come on now. Someday.
Well, we're on the radio. If there's any 65-year-old.
Hey, if you're an old broad that's still got it put together and you got some money, you know, Brock at WIRX.com. Yeah. Yeah. You know, usually, too, I want to focus on this for just a minute because, you know, some guys out there be like, Brock, what are you talking about? Look, she's got all the money, okay? You don't have to work, all right? All your job is, and usually, they're in their sexual prime at that point, okay? They're open
at
to
65?
Anything.
65? All right.
Look, all right, there's with modern technologies, a lot of the older, richer broads are still keeping it together. Are you telling me if Helen Mirren was like, hey, Hunter, let's go for a roll in the hay, you wouldn't do it? Man, she is put together. And she'll buy you whatever you want, all right?
85's the new 45?
I'll take it. Betty White, come on now.
Oh, yeah. Martha Stewart. Hey, did you see that picture of Martha Stewart the other day?
Hell yeah, dude, she's still a babe, man. For sure.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, she posted that one at the pool. And so if you're telling me, Martha Stewart says, look, you just got to give me some sweet loving, and I'll take care of it. I'll be there tomorrow.
That's the perfect one, Martha Stewart. You know, she's rich.
Yeah, she's got, and she can cook. Oh, she can cook. She can sew your ripped jeans when you're out playing with the boys and you tatter your jeans. When you wreck the go-kart that Martha Stewart bought for you, don't worry. Yeah. She can
Martha, give me another go-kart.
I need another go-kart. Can you sew up my jeans and make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Only if you come here and give me that good first. Like, right.
As long as you get that fat ass in here.
Yeah. Come on. Give Martha some loving. What is wrong with
this
us?
This is terrible.
All right. Let's see. We'll end. Let's see if we can.
That was one. All
right. We'll go with, we'll end with Dustin's, his two cents in life. Don't be silly. Protect your willy. Amen to that, brother.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I like it.
Especially if you're wearing a VR headset. A lot of people like to tap you for some reason.
I think you meant more of like wearing a condom, but okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, real quick. I had an idea. Instead of condoms, do you think Flex Seal would work?
God, we'll take a break. We'll be back.